Have you ever felt your heart sink when someone disrespected you? Imagine you're in a meeting, passionately sharing your ideas, and suddenly someone cuts you off with a dismissive comment. Feels like a punch to the gut, doesn't it? Your confidence drops, and you're left feeling small and undervalued. But what if there was a way to rise above this? What if you could stay calm and confident no matter how others behave? Picture this. You're faced with disrespect, but instead of letting it shake you, you stand tall and unbothered. How amazing would it be to handle these moments with grace and strength? The ancient Stoics, wise philosophers from long ago, believed that true strength comes from mastering your own reactions rather than trying to control others. Imagine being able to turn disrespect into a chance for personal growth and inner strength. Welcome to Stoic Journey. If you're ready to discover how to handle disrespect with calmness and confidence, you're in the right place. Make sure to like this video, comment your thoughts, share it with friends, and subscribe to Stoic Journey for more wisdom on living a peaceful and fulfilling life. In this video, we're diving into the power of Stoicism and how it can help you handle disrespect. Stoicism teaches us that we can't always control what happens to us, but we can control how we react. This philosophy was popular among ancient thinkers like Marcus Aurelius, Epictetus, and Seneca. They believed that true strength comes from managing our own responses and focusing on what we can control. Let's start with the basics. Stoicism is all about understanding that we can't control other people's actions, but we can control our own thoughts and reactions. Marcus Aurelius, a famous Stoic philosopher, said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This means that when someone disrespects you, you have the power to choose how you respond. How can you use this idea in your life? First, you need to take a moment to pause before reacting. Instead of letting anger or hurt take over, take a deep breath and reflect. This small pause can help you respond in a way that is calm and respectful, rather than reacting in anger. Another key Stoic practice is mindfulness. By being aware of your feelings without letting them control you, you can stay centered and focused. This mindfulness helps you manage your emotions and respond in ways that reflect your true values, not just your immediate reactions. Epictetus, another great Stoic thinker, taught that it's not what happens to us, but how we react to it that matters. When someone disrespects you, it says more about them than it does about you. Understanding this can help you see their behavior as a reflection of their own issues, rather than a personal attack. By adopting this mindset, you can start to see disrespect as an opportunity for growth. Instead of letting it bring you down, you can use it to become stronger and wiser. This is one of the core ideas of Stoicism, that challenges and setbacks are chances to practice virtue and build resilience. Let's talk about building emotional resilience. Stoics believe that overcoming difficulties strengthens the mind, just as physical exercise strengthens the body. By reflecting on your past successes and focusing on your strengths, you can build the mental toughness needed to deal with disrespect. One practical Stoic technique is setting healthy boundaries. When someone disrespects you, calmly and assertively communicate your limits. For example, you might say, "I don't appreciate being spoken to that way." Setting clear boundaries shows respect for yourself and helps maintain healthy relationships. Another important Stoic idea is focusing on what you can control. You can't control other people's behavior, but you can control how you react. By staying true to your values and maintaining your composure, you can handle disrespect with dignity. Empathy is also a powerful tool in Stoicism. Try to see the situation from the other person's perspective. Understanding their challenges or insecurities can help you respond with compassion rather than anger. Reflective journaling is a great Stoic practice for processing your experiences. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can help you understand your reactions and learn from your experiences. Detachment is another key Stoic principle. It's about recognizing that you can't control external events, including others' disrespect. By focusing on your internal state and letting go of unnecessary emotional burdens, you can maintain your inner peace. Seeking support from friends or mentors can also be beneficial. Sharing your experiences with someone who understands can provide comfort and new perspectives. Empathy helps you respond with compassion rather than frustration. By trying to understand the other person's point of view, you can handle disrespect in a way that reflects your own values and integrity. In summary, Stoicism offers powerful tools for dealing with disrespect. By managing your reactions, understanding others' behavior, and focusing on what you can control, you can turn negative experiences into opportunities for growth. Are you excited to put these Stoic principles into practice? Hit that like button if you want to see more videos on how Stoicism can improve your life. Let's aim for 100 likes on this video. Your support helps us bring more valuable content to you. Thank you for watching this first part of our series on Stoicism. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe to Stoic Journey for more insights into living a life of strength and peace. In the next video, we'll explore how to master your initial reactions to disrespect. Stay tuned for more practical tips and Stoic wisdom to help you on your journey to a better life. Remember, the power to handle disrespect with grace and strength is within you. Join us as we uncover the secrets of Stoic philosophy and transform challenges into opportunities for growth. Thanks again for joining us on Stoic Journey. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. See you in the next video. Lesson 1: Mastering your initial reaction. Have you ever been in a situation where someone disrespected you? It's a tough moment, right? Imagine you're sharing your ideas, and suddenly, someone interrupts with a rude comment. Your heart starts to race and you feel embarrassed. How do you stay calm and composed in these situations? What if I told you that there's a way to handle disrespect without letting it affect you? Imagine being able to take a deep breath and stay calm, no matter what others throw at you. It's possible, and the ancient Stoics can show us how. Let's dive into a powerful Stoic practice that can help you master your initial reaction. It's not about ignoring your feelings, but about learning how to manage them. This technique is simple but incredibly effective. Marcus Aurelius, a great Stoic philosopher, said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." This means you can control how you react to things, even if you can't control what happens to you. When someone disrespects you, the first thing to do is pause. This pause can be as simple as taking a deep breath. This moment of calm helps you avoid reacting out of anger or hurt. Mindfulness is key here. It means noticing your feelings without jumping to a reaction. Think of it like stepping back and observing the situation instead of jumping into it. By practicing mindfulness, you can turn a moment of anger into a moment of clarity. It's like pressing a pause button on your emotions so you can respond thoughtfully. Imagine you're in a heated conversation. Instead of snapping back, you take a deep breath. This simple act can change the whole course of the interaction. It's about creating a space between what happens and how you react. This practice helps you stay calm and act in line with your values. It's not about ignoring your emotions, but choosing how to deal with them. When you take that deep breath, you give yourself time to think. This helps you choose a response that reflects who you really are, rather than reacting out of anger. Think of this like a superhero power. Instead of letting your feelings control you, you control your feelings. It's about staying grounded and focused no matter what others do. Marcus Aurelius practiced this all the time. He used to remind himself that he could only control his own actions and responses. You can do the same. Start by practicing this pause in small situations. The more you practice, the better you'll get at staying calm during tough moments. If someone cuts you off in a conversation, take a breath. If a comment offends you, Take a moment before you respond. This pause helps you keep your cool. It's like training for a sport. The more you practice mindfulness, the more natural it becomes. Over time, you'll find it easier to stay calm and collected. Try using this technique every day. Whether you're dealing with a minor inconvenience or a bigger challenge, take a moment to breathe and reflect before reacting. The more you practice, the more you'll notice how your reactions change. You'll start handling disrespect with grace and strength, rather than frustration. This technique is a small but mighty tool in the Stoic toolbox. It helps you maintain your dignity and respond in a way that reflects your true self. Remember, this isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about choosing the best way to handle them. With practice, you'll become better at managing your emotions. So next time you face disrespect, remember to take that deep breath. It's your first step towards mastering your reactions and staying true to your Stoic journey. Lesson 2. Viewing disrespect as a reflection. Ever been disrespected and wondered, why did this happen to me? It's a tough feeling, right? But what if I told you there's a way to see disrespect differently? What if you could use it to grow stronger? Today, we'll explore how Stoicism teaches us to view disrespect as a reflection of others, not a measure of our own worth. Let's dive in. Imagine you're in a meeting and someone dismisses your ideas. Stings, doesn't it? But let's shift the focus from your hurt feelings to what this moment really reveals. Disrespect often shows more about the other person's character than about you. This idea is a key part of Stoic philosophy. By changing our perspective, we can transform a negative experience into a powerful lesson. Think of Epictetus, one of the great Stoic philosophers. He said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This means that someone's disrespectful behavior doesn't define you. It's their issue, not yours. By understanding this, you can stay calm and collected. You control your reactions, not their actions. Imagine you're a rock in a river. The water flows around you, but you stay steady. That's what it's like to see disrespect as a reflection of others. It's not about you, it's about them. Their behavior reflects their own struggles and insecurities. This perspective helps you stay grounded and not let their negativity affect you. When someone disrespects you, it's often because they're dealing with their own problems. Maybe they're stressed, insecure, or unhappy. Their behavior is a mirror of their inner state, not a judgment of your worth. By viewing it this way, you can feel less hurt and more empathetic. Try to see the situation from their point of view. What might they be going through? Understanding their challenges can make you less upset. It helps you respond with compassion rather than anger. This Stoic practice encourages us to be kind, even when others are unkind. Let's break it down further. When someone disrespects you, it's like holding up a mirror. You see their true self, their frustrations, fears, or misunderstandings. Their behavior is not a reflection of your value, but of their own state of mind. By recognizing this, you can let go of the negative feelings they might cause. Epicurus, another Stoic thinker, said, "When someone disrespects you, it says more about them than about you." This is a powerful idea. It means that their disrespect is not a personal attack on you, but a sign of their own struggles. Embracing this idea helps you maintain your self-respect. When you view disrespect as a reflection, you stop taking it personally. Instead of feeling hurt, you can think, "This is about them, not me." This simple shift in thinking can help you stay calm and dignified. It's a practical way to handle disrespect without letting it affect you deeply. Try this exercise. The next time you face disrespect, take a moment to think about what might be causing it. Are they having a bad day? Are they feeling insecure? By understanding their perspective, you can respond with kindness and keep your own peace of mind. This approach also helps you avoid escalating the situation. When you see their disrespect as a reflection of their problems, you're less likely to react with anger or defensiveness. Instead, you can choose a response that reflects your own values and character. By practicing this stoic view, you develop emotional resilience. You learn that you don't need to be affected by others' behavior. You control your own emotions and reactions. This perspective helps you maintain your dignity and composure in difficult situations. Seeing disrespect as a reflection also helps you build empathy. When you understand that their behavior is a result of their own issues, you can respond with compassion. This doesn't mean you accept or condone their behavior, but you acknowledge that it's not a personal attack. Let's look at a real-life example. Imagine a friend criticizes you harshly. Instead of feeling hurt, consider that they might be struggling with their own issues. Maybe they're feeling jealous or insecure. This perspective helps you see that their words are about them, not you. This stoic technique can transform how you handle disrespect. By focusing on their issues rather than your hurt feelings, you can remain calm and composed. You take the power away from their negativity and use it as an opportunity for growth. To practice this stoic principle, try to remind yourself that others' disrespect is a reflection of their own state. It's not a reflection of your worth or value. This mindset helps you deal with negative behavior without letting it undermine your self-esteem. When you adopt this perspective, you empower yourself. You choose to respond with understanding and patience rather than reacting out of anger or hurt. This is a powerful way to stay true to your values and maintain your inner peace. By focusing on the reflection of their behavior, you build a mental shield against their negativity. You become less affected by their disrespect and more focused on how you want to respond. This is a core practice in Stoicism that leads to a more peaceful and balanced life. Think of this Stoic idea as a way to protect your own emotional well-being. By seeing disrespect as a reflection of others, you prevent their behavior from affecting your mood and self-worth. This practice is essential for maintaining inner peace. Practicing this view also strengthens your character. It helps you react to disrespect with dignity and grace. Instead of feeling victimized, you see the situation as a chance to demonstrate your own strength and resilience. The next time you face disrespect, remember that it's a chance for growth. It's an opportunity to practice stoic virtues like patience, empathy, and self-control. By viewing their behavior as a reflection, you turn a negative experience into a positive one. So, what can you take away from this? When you're disrespected, remember it's about them, not you. Use it as a chance to grow stronger and more resilient. This stoic practice will help you handle disrespect with wisdom and grace. Thanks for joining us in exploring this stoic principle. In the next part, we'll dive into cognitive reframing and emotional resilience. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe to Stoic Journey for more insights. See you next time. Lesson 3, Cognitive Reframing and Emotional Resilience. Imagine someone disrespects you. It feels terrible, right? But what if you could turn that negative experience into a chance for growth? That's what we're talking about today. Welcome to another episode of Stoic Journey, where we explore how Stoic wisdom can help you handle life's challenges. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe for more insights. Let's dive into cognitive reframing. This is a fancy term for looking at things in a new way. When someone disrespects you, instead of letting it hurt you, you can choose to see it as a chance to improve yourself. Cool, right? This is a key idea in Stoicism. Think of it like this. When you get a bad grade on a test, you have two choices. You can get upset or you can ask, "What can I learn from this?" Stoicism teaches us to choose the second option. When someone disrespects you, see it as a chance to grow. Seneca, a famous Stoic philosopher, said that difficulties make us stronger. Just like lifting weights makes your muscles grow, dealing with challenges can make your mind stronger. So, next time you face disrespect, Think of it as a workout for your mind. How do you start reframing your thoughts? First, pause. Take a deep breath and calm yourself. This small step helps you avoid reacting with anger or frustration. It's like hitting the brakes on a car before it crashes. After you've calmed down, ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? Maybe you can find a lesson in the disrespect. Maybe you can use this moment to practice patience or understanding. It's all about finding a silver lining. Epictetus, another Stoic thinker, taught that we should focus on what we can control. You can't control other people's actions, but you can control your reactions. By choosing how you respond, you take charge of the situation. Marcus Aurelius, the emperor and Stoic philosopher, believed in staying calm no matter what happens. He said we should focus on our own actions and attitudes. By following this advice, you can turn a bad situation into a good one. Emotional resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks. When someone disrespects you, it's easy to feel hurt. But with resilience, you can recover and come out stronger. It's like getting up after you've been knocked down. One way to build emotional resilience is through self-reflection. After a disrespectful event, take some time to think about what happened. Reflect on your feelings and think about how you can handle similar situations better in the future. Another tip is to focus on your strengths. Remember times when you overcame challenges before. This helps you see that you are strong and capable. It's like reminding yourself of your past victories to boost your confidence. Cognitive reframing also involves changing your view of the disrespect itself. Instead of seeing it as a personal attack, view it as a chance to practice virtue. This shift in perspective can make a big difference in how you feel. Think of disrespect as a training ground. Just like physical exercise makes your body stronger, dealing with disrespect can make your mind stronger. Embrace the challenge as a way to grow. It's important to practice these skills regularly. Reframing and building resilience aren't one-time things. They are practices you build over time. The more you practice, the better you get at handling difficult situations. Self-compassion is also crucial. Be kind to yourself when you face disrespect. Everyone experiences it at some point. By treating yourself with kindness, you can recover from negative experiences more easily. You can start a journal to help with self-reflection. Write about your experiences with disrespect and how you handled them. This practice helps you see patterns and improve your reactions over time. Empathy is another powerful tool. Try to understand why the other person acted that way. Maybe they are having a tough day or dealing with their own problems. Understanding their perspective can help you respond with compassion. Detachment is also a key Stoic idea. This doesn't mean ignoring your feelings, but recognizing that you can't control other people's actions. By focusing on what you can control, you maintain your inner peace. Seek support from friends or mentors when you need it. Talking about your experiences can help you gain new insights and feel less alone. It's okay to lean on others for support and advice. Remember, Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings, but about managing them in a positive way. By reframing disrespect and building resilience, you turn challenges into opportunities for growth. Keep practicing these techniques, and you'll find that you handle disrespect with grace and strength. Lesson 4: Establishing boundaries and focusing on control. Do you ever feel like people walk all over you? It's like no matter what you do, you can't stop them from crossing your lines. But what if you could turn this around? Imagine being so strong that you set clear boundaries and stay in control of your own actions. Sounds amazing, right? Today, we're going to dive into how you can use Stoic principles to protect your self-respect and stay focused on what really matters. Let's start with a big idea from Stoicism: boundaries. Boundaries are like invisible lines that protect you from being mistreated. Think of them as your personal space that you need to defend. If someone tries to disrespect you, it's important to have clear boundaries to keep yourself safe. Marcus Aurelius, a wise Stoic philosopher, believed that you have control over your own actions, not over how others behave. Imagine you're in a meeting and someone makes a rude comment. Instead of getting angry, you calmly say, "I'd prefer if we could keep the conversation respectful." By doing this, you're setting a boundary. It's not about fighting back, but about protecting yourself from being disrespected. Setting these kinds of boundaries shows that you respect yourself and expect others to do the same. Next up, let's talk about control. The Stoics teach us to focus on what we can control and let go of what we can't. For example, you can't control someone's behavior, but you can control how you react to it. Epictetus, another great Stoic thinker, said, "Make the best use of what is in your power and take the rest as it happens." When someone disrespects you, you can choose to stay calm and handle it gracefully. Imagine you're at a family dinner and someone is rude to you. You can't change their behavior, but you can decide how to respond. Maybe you choose to stay calm, speak politely, and then move on. By focusing on your own actions, you maintain your dignity and avoid unnecessary conflict. It's all about controlling your own responses rather than trying to control others. Let's break it down even more. Setting boundaries means you clearly tell others how you want to be treated. For example, you might say, "I don't like being interrupted when I'm speaking." This is a simple way to make sure others know what is acceptable and what is not. It's about standing up for yourself in a calm and assertive way. Assertiveness is key here. It's not about being aggressive or rude, but about being clear and direct. Think of it as standing up for your values without losing your cool. When you set boundaries calmly and firmly, you show that you value yourself and expect others to respect that. Now, let's look at focusing on what you can control. This Stoic idea is super important. When you face disrespect, you can't change how others act, but you can control your own reactions. For instance, if someone cuts in front of you in line, you can choose to stay patient and polite instead of reacting with anger. Another way to think about control is like this. Imagine you're in a game and you can't control the other players, but you can control how you play. By focusing on your own behavior, you stay in charge of the game. This idea helps you stay calm and collected, no matter what happens around you. To practice assertiveness and control, you can try these simple steps. First, think about what boundaries you need in your life. Maybe it's not letting people interrupt you, or maybe it's asking for time to think before responding to criticism. Write these boundaries down so you can remember them. Next, practice saying these boundaries out loud. You can start with a friend or even in front of a mirror. The more you practice, the easier it will be to set boundaries in real situations. It's like training for a big game. You get better with practice. Examples of boundaries might include saying, "Please don't speak to me like that," or "Let's talk about this when we're both calm." These are straightforward ways to let others know what you expect without being confrontational. By focusing on what you can control, you'll find it easier to handle tough situations. When you practice controlling your reactions, you're building a strong foundation for dealing with disrespect. This is how you use Stoic principles to keep your dignity and respect yourself. So remember, setting boundaries and focusing on what you can control are powerful tools from Stoicism. They help you stay strong when others try to bring you down. By practicing these principles, you can protect your self-respect and handle disrespect with grace. In summary, Stoicism teaches us to set clear boundaries and focus on our own reactions. By practicing assertiveness and control, you protect yourself and stay true to your values. This approach not only helps you deal with disrespect, but also strengthens your character for the future. Thanks for watching part 5 of our series on Stoic philosophy. If you enjoyed this video, make sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe to Stoic Journey for more wisdom and practical tips. Stay tuned for the next part where we'll explore empathy and finding support. Conclusion: practicing empathy and seeking support. Have you ever wondered how empathy can help you handle disrespect? It's not just about feeling sorry for someone else. It's a powerful tool for understanding and transforming your own reactions. Imagine you're dealing with a difficult person, and instead of getting angry, you try to see things from their perspective. This shift in thinking can change everything. What if you could turn a disrespectful moment into an opportunity for growth? Stoicism teaches us that empathy is more than just a feeling. It's a way to respond with wisdom. By understanding others' struggles, you can respond more thoughtfully. It's about seeing the bigger picture, not just the immediate insult. Marcus Aurelius, one of the greatest Stoic philosophers, said we should reflect on our own faults before criticizing others. When faced with disrespect, ask yourself, what part of me is similar to what I'm criticizing? This practice helps you to connect with the other person's humanity. Empathy helps you see that everyone has their own battles. People who disrespect you might be dealing with their own problems like stress or insecurity. By recognizing this, you can respond with kindness instead of anger. Imagine if every time someone disrespected you, you responded with understanding rather than frustration. This simple change can transform your interactions and make you feel more in control. It's about shifting from a defensive posture to a compassionate one. So, how do you develop empathy? Start by listening carefully to others. Try to understand their feelings and perspectives. When you meet someone who disrespects you, instead of reacting negatively, think about what might be troubling them. Empathy is also about finding common ground. When you recognize that everyone is human and faces difficulties, it's easier to let go of resentment. This approach not only helps you deal with disrespect, but also builds stronger connections with others. Think of empathy as a way to build bridges rather than walls. When you understand where someone else is coming from, you break down barriers and open up new paths for communication. It's a way to turn conflict into cooperation. Have you ever talked to a friend about a tough situation and felt better afterward? That's because sharing your feelings and getting a different perspective can be incredibly healing. The same principle applies to dealing with disrespect. Sometimes we all need support. Stoicism teaches that it's okay to seek help from friends or mentors. Talking about your experiences with someone who understands can provide comfort and new insights. By discussing your feelings with trusted people, you can see your situation from different angles. This outside perspective can help you understand the situation better and offer new strategies for dealing with it. Empathy also involves seeing beyond the surface. When someone is rude, they might be hiding their own fears or failures. Recognizing this helps you respond with compassion instead of reacting out of anger. Imagine how different your day could be if you approached disrespect with a calm and understanding attitude. This isn't about ignoring your feelings, but about choosing how to express them in a way that reflects your values. Engaging in reflective journaling can also help. Writing down your thoughts about a disrespectful experience lets you explore your feelings and gain insights. It's a way to process your emotions and come up with thoughtful responses. Marcus Aurelius kept a journal to reflect on his thoughts and actions. You can do the same to understand your reactions better and find ways to handle future challenges with more grace. Detachment is another Stoic practice that complements empathy. It means understanding that while you can't control others' actions, you can control how you respond. By focusing on your own reactions, you maintain your peace of mind. Empathy and detachment work together. By understanding other situations and letting go of what you can't change, you keep your dignity intact and respond in a way that aligns with your values. Think of empathy as a way to strengthen your emotional resilience. When you respond to disrespect with understanding, you build inner strength and prepare yourself for future challenges. Empathy is not just about feeling for others. It's about using that understanding to improve your own reactions. It's a tool for personal growth and a way to handle disrespect with wisdom and compassion. As you embrace these Stoic practices, remember that you're on a journey. By developing empathy and seeking support, you transform disrespect into a chance for growth. This mindset will help you navigate life's challenges with grace and strength.